Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
I sat down and talked to Aaron today for quite some time. You know, I think we're all a little numb to this situation right now. And so I would say that what we talked about, I'm definitely going to keep between himself and or him and myself, but we're hopeful that he'll be back next year. Obviously, I mean, this guy has done so much for such a long period of time for this organization, for this city, for this team. And so I want to be respectful of his process, whatever he needs to go through to make the best decision for himself. And certainly we would love for him to be a Packer and be a Packer until the day he decides to retire.
Fun, entertaining, knowledgeable.
All right.
Yeah.
Right.
Live and local, it's time for the Fan Morning Show with Bart Winkler.
Now, we would prefer for him to retire this week so that we can move on and not have to deal with all the garbage, but we really want him back, I promise. Fingers crossed. I'm Bart Winkler. That is Toby Altizer. Good morning, everybody. It's definitely a morning. Hey, Toby. Hey, good morning. More like we are in mourning. Because we're depressed over sports. We said we wouldn't do it again, too. We said we wouldn't. And then the Packers built this roster that was as good as ever. I like to play five stages of grief game. Five stages of grief. So let's see what stage we're in. First, there's denial. I'm pretty much accepted that they lost again. That always happens. I can't believe it. So maybe I'm still in denial. I really can't believe it. I mean, they lost that game. Anger? Oh, you know I'm angry. I'm very angry. I'm very upset. Bargaining? Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how we can be good again. Depression? Well, I'm kind of like always in that state. And acceptance. Yeah, I accept that we'll never win a Super Bowl with Rodgers again. Somehow I'm in all five stages at once. I am the ultimate griever. Which, that's not going to be good for anybody. Especially me. Now, it's going to be good for the fast food chains around here because I eat to cope. So they're all looking at me and thinking, ching, ching. And I've started a new tradition of why get three items at one place when I can get three items at three different places. Like,
I thought you were at least going to go three items at one place as opposed to one item at three places.
No.
You went from three items to just nine items. I like it.
Well, I leave work. There's some fast food establishments nearby. I go there, and then as I go home, you know, I like to eat while I'm driving, and then by the time I'm close to home, I'm already done eating. So then I'm bored. I don't want to look at my phone, so I need to eat. So I stop another drive-thru. So Milwaukee economy, ching, ching, making some money.
Yeah, they love Bart Winkler.
They do. George is on the north side. George, 414-799-1250. What's up, George?
Hey, what's going on, Bart? So I'm not going to be bashing or nothing like that. This is what I'm going to say. You guys appreciate that you guys had two great quarterbacks, even though it's very depressing that y'all only had two Super Bowls from them two great quarterbacks. But the most important thing, Bart, out of this whole situation is the Packers organization being healthy moving forward. So you guys tried, you went all in, It didn't work. It's too bad. He's 30. He's going to be 39 years old. And Toby is right. You are going to win in the short term with Aaron Rodgers. But my thing is, once he did what he did to set it up to where he put you guys in a financial strain for this year, and then he made the comment that I'm not going to do a rebuild, I'm like, you know what? That's fine. I appreciate you, Aaron. Moving forward, what we're going to do, you trade him to wherever, you know, wherever you want to be traded. I don't know. You get what you can get. You go ahead and re-sign Devontae. Devontae made it clear that he wanted to be with Aaron because he teamed up with him in the offseason by refusing to work out with Jordan Love. So that's already kind of a toxic situation. You franchise tag him. You trade him to somewhere. You get a lot of picks for both of the guys. You work on building on your defense. You work on drafting that more on the offensive line, more offensive weapons. You go ahead, you let Jordan Love play a year. You're going to find out within the 18-game schedule, as he plays week after week, he's either going to get better or he's going to digress. If he doesn't get better, that means you will have a bad record. You will be high in the draft. You can, at that point, make the decision to draft another quarterback that you deem will be your future, go that direction, keep continuing to build until you get back to where you need to be. You guys had a 30-year run. That's outstanding. But the most important thing in Wisconsin is not Brett Favre, it's not Aaron Rodgers, it's not Bart Starr.
It's the Milwaukee Bucks.
It's the Bucks, too. I love the Bucks. But it's the organization always comes first, period. So focus on strengthening the health for the future. It's like investing. You invest now to reap the benefits later in the future. You already invested in Aaron Rodgers. So to continue to invest to get the same result, no. Even though it's better and I will get good results, but it ain't going to be what I want because it's already shown its fruit.
Yeah, I don't want to settle. You know, I want a Super Bowl.
And Toby is right. You send him to Denver. Denver will be right, but you're right too. And I'm going to tell you like this. The AFC is probably the worst place you want to send Aaron Rodgers because he named a roster in Denver. Man, look at the roster in Cincinnati with them young receivers. Look at the young receivers in with San Diego with a good quarterback. Look at Pat Mahomes. Look at the Bills. Look at the quarterback for Baltimore. Man, dude, it is loaded. It's not.
Yeah, but how is Rodgers going to, like, how does he function in a different organization?
Exactly.
You guys, if you hear LaFleur, and we'll hear from him a little more here, he's like scared to even say a bad word about Rodgers.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think LaFleur, selfishly, is more worried about, he has a great record, man. Who wouldn't be selfish? You're about to start losing when you've been winning since you've been here. So, of course, he's going to be selfish. But believe me, don't look. Hey, read between the lines. Dude, they wouldn't, if they were so concerned about Aaron Rodgers' feelings, they wouldn't drafted Jordan Love without even asking him. They don't care about that. Listen, they got who they wanted. It's time to go ahead and pull your chips to the middle of the table. See what you got. If it ain't what you think it was going to be, draft a quarterback by having a bad record, because you will have a bad record if Jordan Love don't show progress. But if Jordan Love messes around and go 8-8, oh man, that's a start. What did Aaron Rodgers do that first year when he started? He went there. He went 8-8. He didn't have a winning season.
6-10.
6-10. Yeah, he didn't have a winning season. But you seen that you had your future. Give Jordan Love the same opportunity, man. Just give him the same opportunity you gave Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, all Rodgers right, man, first year. George, I love you too, buddy.
Yep.
Rodgers first year was 6-10. So if Love has a bad year, I mean, Rodgers first year was 6-10. Certainly. Would I trade a Super Bowl win that we had in the last 30 years if it meant Seattle didn't happen and Tampa didn't happen and San Francisco didn't happen? I'm going to say no. You always take as many Super Bowls as you can get. But that would be like, the heartbreak here has been so massive. I mean, it's just so, it's ridiculous. It's absurd. The arguments that you've had with your friends over which losses were worse. And there's like, they're all bad. Everything was bad. KJ's in West Allis, 414-799-1250.
Mahalo. Bagalulu. Check out.
Hey, what's
up? Hello, my brother. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, great call by George. Good
call.
That
was very good by George. George has never let me down.
Yeah, and I'm calling as a previous BART caller standings winner, and I'm calling to clarify and clear up my name so you can take it out of your mouth, all you other callers that keep using my name in vain on the air about my call yesterday. Now, I called to say that the Packers did not lose for one reason. They lost for a variety of reasons, if you go back and listen to my calls, including the defense. I didn't specify the defense. I said it was special teams, the offense, specifically Aaron Rodgers, coaching, the play calling, and the defense. The defense, don't get me wrong, was good, but they weren't great. If they were great, they would have won the game. And I specifically pointed to the play, which I, in my opinion, was the most important play of the game, that third down and 7 when Deebo Samuel ran right up the middle for 9 yards. And they kept the ball, and it went down, and they gave them the opportunity to kick that field goal. They had the opportunity to have 2 picks, one probably for a pick 6 by Stokes and the other one by Campbell. They did not get those. Okay. So, yeah, they were good. You know, you can give them all the flowers and candy you want to if you want it to be Valentine's Day. But they didn't win the game. So I just want to specify that. I want to clarify that so y'all know what I said about that call. You know, I think that the Packers defense is good. They were good in that game against a bad quarterback in Jimmy Garoppolo. You know what I mean? So, but Jimmy Garoppolo, if you look at it on the other side, is 4-1 in his last 5 playoff games. Okay. So he's not that bad, obviously, in comparison to some other guys that are out there who don't seem to be able to win a playoff game when it counts. So, you know, that's all I got to say today. Y'all have a great show. Aloha, my brothers.
Aloha, KJ. Yeah, KJ was the only one to invoke the defense yesterday, which is why I think people would bring him up. But, yeah, Eric Stokes, I mean, you got to play the ball. You have a pick 6.
Mahalo. Bagalulu.
Yeah, I thought it was interesting. I know a lot of people didn't agree with KJ saying that the defense was a little bit of an issue, and I understand that. But listening to the Big Show on the way home yesterday, Leroy Butler said a little bit of the same thing. He said the defense played good, not great. If they played great, they would have stopped Deebo Samuel. They would have made some of those plays that were available for them to make. So I'm not going to go as far as KJ to say that they were part of the reason that they lost, but I understand where he's coming from. And that there were plays to be made for the defense that they didn't make, but that's going to happen, I feel like, on every side of the ball, generally. The offense obviously had plays that they definitely didn't make, and the special teams had plays that are routine that they did not make. So, I mean, I think every facet deserves some sort of blame, but if I were going to give a pie chart of blame and percentages, the defense would only be, like, 5, maybe 10%, if that.
They had a home playoff game. It was at Lambeau Field. It was cold and it snowed, and the offense put up 10 points. A lot of my ire is just going to stay consistently with Aaron Rodgers. 414-799-1250.
The way we move forward is we all have to look internally at what we can each as individuals do better. With every loss, you've got to learn from it. And you got to move forward. And that's the mentality. That's the mindset. That's what we're going to do. We're going to take and look really hard at ourselves and move on the best we can. And understanding that each year is going to present new challenges. That's the National Football League. I think this weekend was a great indication of the competitive balance in this league. When you look at all 4 playoff games really went down in the final play. And, you know, we've got to keep searching for whatever it is to help us get over the hump, because obviously we haven't found it yet. And my commitment to this organization, to our players, our coaches, our fans, everybody, is that we are going to be relentless in that pursuit to get us over the hump.
Not exactly Al Pacino there, but I don't know. I don't know. I mean, he's got to be devastated, Matt LaFleur. I'm Bart Winkler. It's Toby Altizer. Hey, want to remind you about giving props. It's a free-to-play contest on BetQL.com. For every round of the playoffs, 10 props are posted. All you have to do is create an account and make your picks at BetQL.com. It's a chance to win $2,000 in weekly winnings, plus just by signing up, you're entered to win a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Get started at BetQL.com today /props. BetQL.com/props. I was beside myself last night. I was like, it's been 20 weeks in a row, including college football championship game. And there's been a Monday night game. Monday night football. I watch Monday night football. You know, I had a little routine there. I didn't know what to do last night. Just put the kid to bed, caught up on SNL over the weekend with Will Forte. And then I was watching the end of a Jazz Suns game. And Chris Paul had a big night. And I turned $4 into seven last night on a daily fantasy app. I turned $4 into seven. So I'm feeling pretty good this morning. I'm feeling like I'm on top of the world. So just kind of like, what do I watch? You want something to watch this week? I'll give you something to watch this week. Thursday night, USA plays El Salvador, 9 p.m. Be there or be square. World Cup qualifier, the next round of games is back. That'll ease my pain watching a U.S. soccer team lose to a country with 2 million people. 414-799-1250. Let's get out to Dave in Oak Creek. What's up, Dave?
Yeah, I have to kind of pile on with your last caller there. Our defense didn't even give up a touchdown. I'd like to see a stat on teams that not given up a touchdown in a playoff game and lost.
I can tell you that it was the first time, at least in the last 100 years, that a team had a blocked punt and blocked field goal in the same playoff game.
Yeah, we find a way to lose, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Unspanking believable. And I want Rodgers to stay. I've been through the 70s and 80s with the Jerry Taggies and the Scott Hunters and the Blair Keels. What do you want, a team that doesn't have a chance every year for the next 4 or 5
years?
Yeah,
but to that I'd say I think the Packers, I think the management up top is a little more, like, secure than they were in the 70s and 80s.
I agree there, but I think Jordan needs a little more development. Aaron sat 3 years behind Favre. Look what it did for him.
Yeah, no, you're right. Maybe you bring a guy in. I don't know.
Right, something. But I don't know if I'm ready to go backwards yet.
Well, hey, you got it. One step forward, two. Yeah, I don't know either, Dave. I didn't think we'd be talking about this week. So try not
me
to stump
either.
Me.
Yeah, it's painful, isn't it?
Yeah, we'll get through it. Thanks, Dave.
We'll get some therapy. All right, thanks.
Dave, Oak Creek, and then I just heard myself. How about some odds? Will Aaron Rodgers be on the Packers week one of 2022? These odds, according to Bet Online, I don't even know. They're just odds. Plus 160 for yes, minus 225 for no. What that means is it's about two times more likely that he is not a Packer next year. Will Rodgers retire before week one? Plus 700 for yes, minus 2,000 for no. So it's likely that he will not retire. There was some website. I saw it on Facebook last night. I tried to save the article. I couldn't find it for you this morning. It was like Hollywood Reporter. I don't know. Something about how Rodgers, a source of Rodgers, says he wants to move on and do the Tom Brady thing. Again, who are these people? What is this? Why are Hollywood Reporter websites getting better intel than sports media? I do not know. Week one, NFL, if Rodgers not on Packers, best odds are the Denver Broncos 5-2, Pittsburgh Steelers 7-2, Dolphins, Eagles, Browns round out the top five. Let's get out to Glendale, talk to Wright. What's happening?
That's Mr. Wright to you.
Oh, Mr. Wright, sir.
Yes, I told you guys. I told you it was going to be cold. I told you Rodgers would struggle. I told you the defense would struggle. I told you it would come down to 3 points. I told you the special teams would fail. I told you. And I was right. I was right.
Oh. Who is this?
Actually, what I'd like to say is there's a silent majority out there that backs Rodgers as a player and socially. And you know what? Whatever that dude does, he does. I'm thanking him for all the years he put into Green Bay. People got to grow up, man, and move on with their lives. This is ridiculous. How much thought and how much time you put into this, it's crazy, man. And you know what? If we don't watch out, if we don't begin to fight, the last variant of COVID is going to be totalitarianism. So you guys, wake up, man.
That's what I've been saying, too.
Just keep believing the media, man.
I can't stop. I like, you know what I do every night? I sit there and I'm like, it's 7 o'clock on CNN, and I'm like, oh, give me the news. Don Lemon, give me the news. So that guy said his name was Wright, eventually said he was Mr. Wright, and then decided to say there's a silent majority that supports Rodgers in everything he does. Let me tell you a little something, Mr. Wright. There's nothing silent about you, okay? There's nothing silent about you. Guy calls into a radio show, hangs up. He's going to tell his friends that I silenced him. Yeah, there you go. That'll be the way. That'll be the way. And we're too focused on this? Yo, bro, this is a sports show. Packers got bounced 3 days ago. What do you want me to do here? Play Wordle on air? Come on. I'll tell you when this country moves forward is when we stop getting over ourselves. Start getting over yourself. John's on the east side. John.
Bart, you got some pretty interesting callers that call into your show.
Yeah, they like to call in, not let me talk, and then hang up, and then play the victim. It's pretty
that's
fun.
Interesting. You know, question for you. When, you know, there's been a lot of obviously blame on Rodgers and, you know, talking about the special teams and the defense didn't do this or they did do that or if there are enough weapons, blah, blah, blah. When do we start to put a lot of criticism on Matt LaFleur? You know, I called into your show after the Brewers lost and asked you the question in regards to, you know, what the Brewers had done and then what the Bucks had done and the criticism that Bud had gotten. You know, I mean, when do we reach the point of saying with Matt LaFleur, you know, it's great that you won 13 regular season games for the last 3 years, but in the playoffs, you know, you've basically just kind of, you've fallen flat on your face, and it's really been kind of the same, you know, the same tone, the same mood, sort of the same words in every press conference after you've lost. So, you know, I know that it's great that, you know, you win 13 games and you beat the Bears a couple times and you beat the Vikings and the Lions, but, you know, he's proven in the last 3 seasons that he can't get the job done. So I think we need to really look at the guy that's overseeing everything and really now start to question, you know, is Matt LaFleur the guy that's going to, you know, that's going to take us to the Super Bowl, like he said in the press conference yesterday, or, you know, do you need to, you know, I don't know, if, you know, they probably wouldn't do it next year, but do you need to say, hey, if we are going to rebuild or bring in another quarterback, do we want somebody maybe that's more proven in the playoffs that we can bring in to sort of mold the team? Because obviously, you know, he's the guy that hasn't, you know, that didn't fire the special teams coach. You know, he's the one that calls the plays, you know, so it's, I think we have to start focusing on Matt LaFleur a little bit more and view it as, you know, why did Bud get all the criticism? But, you know, LaFleur just kind of gets away with it and we put it all on Aaron Rodgers.
Hey, John, it's a great call. It's a good question. You know, we kind of been talking a little, just a really little, like really scratching the surface, but like tentatively about LaFleur today. Because if these are my criticisms of Rodgers, then they have to be my criticisms of LaFleur. You know, last 3 years, they don't get it done. I don't know if there's a Kyle Shanahan thing. You know, all these guys. Sean McVay, I was kind of like tempted to take the Niners this weekend. Sean McVay's lost to Kyle Shanahan 6 straight times. So do I think that trend's going to continue, or do I think that the Rams will buck the trend this weekend? But like Kyle Shanahan, how does he have this, like, I know they're all boys, but how does he have this like mind bending trauma over these guys? Oh, it's weird. But yeah, LaFleur, I mean, to come out, that's what I said before. If you're going to deflect the blame from the players and put it on yourself, that makes you, that's what you want in a coach, right? You want a coach that's going to stick up for you. You want a coach that's going to support you. But when you keep doing that, then it's like, if every time you get in front of a microphone after a loss, you're like, it's my fault. Well, then we're going to be like, you know what? Is it your fault? Like, how do you say you weren't prepared? That's what Matt LaFleur said. He says, I'm not prepared. I wasn't prepared. The guys weren't prepared. How do you not be prepared? There's a lot of things that you think LaFleur could have done differently. He's talking about his special teams. He's like, we got to look around the league and see who we should play on special teams. Maybe we have to go out and get, like, professional special teamers. Shouldn't you figure that out after year two? I mean, it's year three. Shouldn't you figure that out before? What was the deal with starting Dennis Kelly on the right and Billy Turner on the left when Yash Nijman has been playing so well for you on the left side? What was the deal about there? There's a lot of different things that LaFleur, I think, can be criticized for. I think where the angst is because Rodgers has been at the front of this for a lot longer period. But with Matt LaFleur, certainly, 39-10 in 3 years, two times they've had the number one seed in those years. And yet here we are on the divisional round weekend in what people are calling the greatest weekend of football ever. And we're on the losing side of it, bounced way too early. I don't know. Let's get out to Lamont. Lamont, how you been, dude?
That's a good question. I've been all right. But if I was to say that I knew that this was going to happen, I'll be a fortune teller. I'll be a prophet. You can see the writing on the wall. And Jonathan stole pretty much all my thunder. When are we really going to start looking at Matt LaFleur? And we look at all these other coaches, African-American coaches, even first-year coaches who don't get the job done, and they're 6-10 and they're 7-9 or whatever it may be, and they get the short end of the stick immediately. So he inherited a ready-made team. Yes, there were holes. They were plugging them holes in defense. I think the defense played okay. I told my wife, I said, they're not going to get a stop. I said, this is what they do. When it's time to get down to the nitty-gritty, they don't make plays when they need to. We pretty much knew what the special teams was about the entire season, and we've seen it last year towards the end of the year as well. It just didn't cost them as much because we had Aaron Rodgers playing out of his mind, and he kind of made up for special teams as well as defense not getting stops. However, going back to Matt LaFleur, okay, you're 39-10. You're a great regular season coach. You wet the bed the first year in the playoffs. You wet the bed in the NFC Championship in the playoffs. You wet the bed again in the divisional round in the playoffs. Are you nervous? Are you scared? Does all those philosophies and egos get in the way when it's time to allow your players to make plays? You call the plays. You're calling the plays. You mean to tell me you got a Hall of Fame quarterback, okay? And you can't muster up 13 points, more than 10 points against a very good San Francisco defense, okay? I get that. They were a very good defense. However, you mean to tell me the guru that you are, all these guys who claim to be offensive specialists and all this other stuff, you can't get 13 points from a Hall of Fame quarterback, a stud receiver, and other guys who are playmakers on your team to beat the San Francisco 49ers?
Yeah, I do wonder, like LaFleur, okay, but they drew up a play for Rodgers to use at the end, and then Rodgers, so that's why I go kind of back to Rodgers.
Yeah, well, I could get that. I get that as well.
But LaFleur, LaFleur, for him to keep coming out and saying I wasn't prepared, like I know that he's trying to take the blame, but again, you say that every time, then it's like, well, what do you need to be prepared? How can you be prepared?
Let me say this real quick before I hang up. Have you guys watched his speeches? Like, talk about watching paint dry. Who are you motivating? Who are you? It's the same dry tone. I think somebody said it in your studio. there's nothing like, where's the rah-rah? Where's the rallying behind your coach? Who will run through a wall for you? Like, nobody. Like, come on, dude. Where's your fire? Where's your intensity? Where's your, you know, putting it out there and trusting your players, trusting the organization, and not saying the same thing every single year? And so if Rodgers is going, then, yeah, we're going to really see how good of a coach you are. All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right, Lamont. You be well. 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. I present to you the greatest freezing cold take of all time. Jeez, come on. Smooth operation.
How disappointed are you that you will not be a 49er?
Not as disappointed as the 49ers will be that they didn't draft me.
I mean, could you ever call your shot
worse?
Hold
on. How many Super Bowls do they have? I get Packers only got one, but it's one more than the Niners have.
Could you ever call your shot worse?
Come on.
You're 0-4 against them in the playoffs.
So what? They haven't won a Super Bowl. Now maybe they do it this year. They haven't won a Super Bowl since Rodgers has been in the league.
I don't like you morphing into Rodgers fanboy over here.
I'm trying to defend you from the spoiled Packers fan narrative.
I am spoiled. I don't want it anymore. It's annoying. Take it away. I'm tired of losing this way.
I'm going to watch this all 22. I'm going to find a way that I don't think Aaron Rodgers played as he played bad. He played really bad.
So what are you going to tell me? He was a 3 out of 10 instead of a 2 out of 10?
But I...
He's garbage.
Okay, here. I want to hear this.
Okay.
How much of the loss, if you had to, percentage-wise...
Are we pie charting this?
Yeah. How much of the loss is on Aaron Rodgers? How much of the loss is on the defense? How much of the loss is on Matt LaFleur? How much of the loss is on special teams? Those four things. Defense,
right.
Rodgers, LaFleur, special
defense,
teams.
I'll put 1%. LaFleur, I'll put 9, so that's 10. Special teams can be 40, and Rodgers is 50.
Really? So you put more?
He's at least half the, yeah, he's half the reason they lost.
See, I think I would go 60% special teams, 30% Rodgers, 10% LaFleur.
How do I get a guy playing like an MVP 2 years in a row and in the playoffs he doesn't show up? What's that about?
I agree he didn't show up, but special teams cost you that game.
Special teams put you in a position that you should still be able to win the game with a guy like Aaron Rodgers.
How did Ryan Wood put it? He said that Rodgers cost you the game, but that special teams was the difference in the game.
Yeah, something wordy like that.
Yeah, I mean, that's why he gets paid the big bucks, and that's why we're here. But I think that's right. Like, Rodgers was a big factor and not... You're right. They should be able to have a blocked kick, a blocked punt. We knew that kind of stuff was going to happen. They should be able to overcome
that. I said
that.
They were better than the variables, and I guess I was wrong.
You weren't wrong.
I think a lot of Aaron Rodgers as a player, I think that if the Packers are in a game where there's two blocked kicks and the Niners score a total of 13 points, that the Packers should still be able to win that game. If you tell anyone before the game, there's going to be two blocked kicks, the Niners are going to score a total of 13 points, you'd say, oh, well then, are we playing the Rams or Tampa?
Yeah, I mean, if you tell them that the defense is going to only hold them to 6 points and that one of the touchdowns is going to come from one of those blocked kicks, you say, I'll take that. Rodgers is scoring more than that.
The defense played well, like how we thought they would, maybe better. The special teams was the joke that they've been all season. So the only thing that was different about this game than what we thought was Rodgers played terrible. He cost them the game. That's where I'm at.
I'm still going to go with special teams, but Rodgers is right there.
Yeah, well, he sucked. And now he's going to go on McAfee's show today and pretend like, you know, nothing's his fault and, you know, he's the hero and everyone's out to get him and... woe is me. And so maybe part of me's tired of that too. Maybe part of me's tired of on Tuesdays, I'm going to try to take a nap, but no, I got to listen to what Rodgers says. Maybe I'm tired of that too. It's not what Mr. Right, Mr. Wrong, Mr. Vane called in before about. It's not that. It's just the constant, like, he's always saying and doing something. It's just like, it's fatiguing. I'm just like annoyed of it. Like, take a week off. Go somewhere else. You know, how do you say that you're like being canceled when you're when you're the most visible NFL player there is? How do you say that? How do you wear a shirt that says cancel culture like crossed out when all we do is hear from you?
Is there anything Aaron can say today that won't make you more mad at Aaron Rodgers?
He can say, I flat out sucked. I'm taking a pay cut.
That's pretty much it.
And then he can say, I would love to come back to the Packers next year and play in the regular season. And like the report said, I will boycott the Super Bowl because I can't play in the postseason. And I will tell Jordan Love to be ready.
I cannot wait to hear him say that.
That's what I'm looking forward to today if he speaks. More coming up.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
1250 AM The Fan. I'm Bart Winkler, Toby Altizer. Paul Immig will join us coming up. Should be a rousing rendition of mm-hmm or mm-mm. 414-799-1250. Lots to discuss. The future of the franchise, as much of a question as it's been since Rodgers took over, even more so than last year. Rodgers in Cudahy, Roger. Oh, I love to hear from Roger. What's up?
Well, I appreciate that. I have enjoyed your fervor and passion since this loss. And I don't know if this is what you're saying, Bart. First off, thank you. I just got some good insight into that all 22, because what frustrates me is that I'm very interested, given as much as I hear about Rodgers not hitting the open receiver, actually seeing it for myself. The second point is, to throw this out there, you know, I think we're a little spoiled as fans, not from the point of view that we've had two Hall of Fame quarterbacks in a row, but somehow we expect that situation to linger and go on further than maybe it is intended to go on. For example, it's an anomaly that we have the possibility to have a quarterback performing at Rodgers' level, at least during the regular season, at age 39. And I think what I've noticed is, number one, fans just don't want to consider the fact that most other teams have to move on at some point. I think that manifests itself in that people always are considering it's either Rodgers or Love. When the reality, if we can't get Rodgers at the right price, when the reality is we may have to move on from both. And I think we're a little bit spoiled in that we don't want to play the same game or be faced with the same operational moves that other clubs are faced with.
Yeah, Roger, I think that the way that we've been trained around here now in the last 30 years, and thanks for the call, is that if you have a quarterback, he's got to be your quarterback for 15 years. If you have a quarterback, he's your quarterback for 15 years. Andrew tweets in, Bernie tweets in, says, I guess Bart is fine seeing Green Bay tank for the next 15 seasons. I don't understand the jump. I really don't understand the jump. That if the Packers move on, what you're saying is if the Packers move on from Aaron Rodgers, the Packers are going to be bad until 2037? And that's the same thing people said after Favre. You just assume that however long Favre was good for is however long the Packers will be bad for. And you've seen these other fan bases, or franchises rather, you've seen them like try to find quarterbacks, and sometimes it's stopgap quarterbacks. You know, if you look at the Broncos, there was a couple of years of Elway, and then they had a lot of bad quarterbacks for a while. They tried Tim Tebow. They tried all these other dudes. And then Peyton Manning became available. They won a Super Bowl. And then the Buccaneers, they won a Super Bowl with Brad Johnson, had a lot of trash at quarterback, and then won a Super Bowl with Tom Brady. The Baltimore Ravens, they've got an MVP in Lamar Jackson who's yet to win a Super Bowl. They won a Super Bowl with Joe Flacco and Trent Dilfer. And they've all won Super Bowls in the same amount of time. So I know that in those, there's going to be some bad years, but there are other ways to win a Super Bowl than to just have a quarterback for 15 years with you. There's just other ways. Now, having a Hall of Fame quarterback probably gives you a better shot each and every year. We have seen that, but it set us up for more heartbreak, and it's not working. So maybe try something different. It's just that, like, now, so maybe that's where I'll agree that Packer fans might be spoiled. I don't want to say that. I don't want to admit that I'm spoiled. Even if deep down I maybe think so. I won't admit it. I won't admit it. Because I do think that franchises that are jealous of us, they don't really truly understand how horrific these losses are. Like, they don't understand. Like, you watch that Chiefs-Bills game and you're talking, that's the greatest game of all time. Well, one of those fan bases is going to have to deal with that loss forever. And they'll always be replaying that game. And they'll bring it up 8 years later like we do with Seattle. I mean, these losses are terrible. But I think maybe we are spoiled in the fact that we think if you have a quarterback, he has to be your quarterback for 15 years. That when Jordan Love takes over, that will be your quarterback for 15 years. Maybe Jordan Love takes over and plays well for a few years, goes to a Pro Bowl. He plays for 5 years and then he's done. Maybe Jordan Love sucks and he plays for 1 year and the Packers move on. Just we think that these increments of time now, it's 15 years or nothing. It's wild to me that that's how like simplistic we are about this. It just does not make sense. It does not make any sense to me. Tony is in Texas. Hey, Tony.
Hey, Bart, first of all, you're a lot to digest here, but your pie chart on the game was exactly the way I would have played it, too. Your pie chart graph was awesome. And by the way, do the Seahawks fans want to trade Russell Wilson with your theory right now?
Well, I think they do want to trade Wilson.
Really?
Do they want to or no?
The fans, I don't know.
He's not winning with them, so.
With your theory, that's what they want to do then. Just get rid of them. They didn't even make the playoffs, Bart.
No, they were bad.
So why don't we just call it a day?
But Russell, we're right now, like, Rodgers, as bad as he was Saturday, Rodgers played light years ahead of what Wilson looked like trash this year, all year.
Okay, so the Seahawks probably have as many weapons or more than what Aaron has right now.
Oh, yeah, Lockett and Metcalf?
Exactly. So I don't hear the Seahawks fan base like us trying to get rid of their Hall of Fame quarterback. And I know there's a little bit of an age difference there, and there's heartbreak, but at least he's getting you to the dance. And I think it's not a weather thing. I don't think it's a skills or just ability thing. I think it's a head thing. He's in his own head. That's my take on that. I mean, because they've beaten good teams in December. They've got a great record in December the last 3 years. Mentally, he turns into a mental midget. I made the comparison on your wrap-up show. He turns
2022,
into
Tony.
Yeah, he turns into a Barry Bonds. He's Barry Bonds. He's Barry Bonds. One guy likes needles, the other doesn't. That's the difference. Hall of Famer, strength in the biggest moment for whatever reason. I think the pressure's gotten to him. That's what I think it is. The pressure's gotten to him. He's been an underdog. He's been a favorite. He's been on the road. He's been in the Dome. He's been on the West Coast. He's been in the South. He's been in Green Bay. Everything. I think it's just mental with him right now. I mean, what do you think?
With Rodgers, something's wrong, yes. Mental,
I think it's
yes.
Mental. It's mental. It's not physical.
Well, I don't know. In the cold, I mean, he didn't look like he could play in the cold.
Did Garoppolo?
He looked more comfortable than Rodgers did. Why sit up there and ask for the cold weather if you can't play in the cold weather? That's what I don't understand.
Well, what is he supposed to say?
Well, here, let me go back and play this for everybody. This was after the NFC Championship game against San Francisco 2019, when he was 1-3 at the time in NFC title games. All four were on the road. This is what he said at the podium.
I've said this before, you know, we got to get one of these at home. It's a different ball game. It's different, you know, playing in 20 degree weather and snow, cold and wind is a different type of game than playing here.
All right. You got what you wanted twice. It didn't work out.
Yeah, well, the stakes were higher. And I go back to even last year, that Titans game. I think a lot of people thought we were going to lose that game. We rolled over them. That was a big party. We just crushed the Titans last year in December. So, I mean, the 49ers had the same type of team. It's mental with the Packers. The defense showed up. The special teams were awful. By the way, when that punt was going on, was there a part of you, maybe 20-30%, thought something bad's about to happen right now?
I thought it would be another bad punt, because whoever Corey Bohorquez was in the first half of the season, he was not that guy in the second half. I mean, he sucked.
Punter Gate.
He got bad.
Yeah. I don't know what happened there. That guy might have been affected by the weather. I don't know. And then back to Lamont, he said that Matt LaFleur, he wants that rah-rah guy. I mean, what does he want, more Austin Powers shtick or Gallagher skits or something? Matt LaFleur is fine. Did he have his best coaching performance? No. But I'm fine with Matt LaFleur being the coach. But, Bart, I'll end you with this. Do we just call it a wrap, trade Rodgers to Washington, and so you and Toby are both happy? Three first-rounders, let Rodgers pick the name, fighting Rogans, whatever he wants. What do you think?
You want us to be Washington fans now?
No, just trade him to Washington. You guys can both be happy. You get him traded, Toby gets Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. I mean, whatever Toby wants.
I mean, well, you get what you want, too. You get rid of him. You get three first-rounders.
Well, who can Washington give us, Toby? Who's Washington going to give us?
Deron Payne can help shore up the middle of that defense if you want. You can give a couple first-round picks. We got the number 11 overall pick this season.
Can we have McLaurin?
No. McLaurin, you can have Montez Sweat if you want.
Okay, can we have
we'll take Sweat.
Yeah, can we have
No, you cannot have Chase Young.
Oh, can we have the kid from Buffalo?
Jarrett Patterson?
Yeah.
Yeah, take him off our hands.
Can we have do you guys still have Art Monk?
Yeah. You want Gary Clark?
Yeah.
How about Billy Kilmer?
Yeah, I'll take him. Do you guys still have Timmy Smith? All right, Tony.
All right, Bart.
See you, buddy.
Talk to you soon.
He's the opposite of Aaron Rodgers. Does nothing in the regular season and shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah, Super Bowl. All right, J-Mo, and then we're going to get to our good buddy Paul Emig.
Hello?
Yeah, you're on the air. What's up?
My Bart. You've put this game up on an examining table. You've looked at it from every angle. You've dissected it. You've diagnosed it. But you forgot the most important thing to the Packer organization itself.
Money?
What is this loss going to do to the stock sale?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I was going to buy my son a piece of stock. I'm less encouraged to do so now.
You wait, really?
Yeah.
You're that turned off that you're willing not to buy the stock now?
Hey, if he wants a piece of stock, he got to come up with his own money. I ain't buying it for him.
Now, that's parenting.
Yeah. If he comes to me and says, Dada, I want Pecker stock, I'll say, fork over 300.
Right. I guess the question is, how is a three-year-old going to earn that kind of money?
You know what's tough when you're a parent is when people give you money for your kid, and you're like, ugh.
Whoa, what? Wait. That's never happened for me.
No, when he has, like, a birthday party.
Oh. I thought, like, your family just said.
No. Like, people give you money for your kid for your birthday, for his birthday, or for, like, Christmas, and especially because we threw him a big birthday party, you know, whatever, and then it cost us money to do that, and now we're getting all this money back, and we're like, we got to put it in his savings account. It's like, it's tough. You get all this money coming in, and you can't do nothing with it.
No, the beauty of having a child your age, Bart, is they have no memory. So you could take that money and do whatever you want with it, and when little Junior, you know, hey, what happened to all that what money, son? I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, the problem is I put most of it in Dogecoin.
Oh, shoot. Oh, boy.
You said shoot.
I did.
I dumped it anyway just because nobody... I just say shoot.
I keep it clean, Bart.
You said shoot. No, you don't. You swear like once a week.
You've had to dump me exactly one time.
I just dumped you there.
That was panic.
That was up for review. I'd have to go to the booth. All right, yeah, J-Mo.
I do got to let you go. Bye, Barty.
All right, we're back in 3 minutes.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.